zero TR.
Zero TR, KN4, BWA.
Hi, Steve. You sound like you got a little bit of a cold. We're just here at the trash dump for a short run and dumping off the stuff here. Bernice is putting up the recyclables now. How's your day?
Well, I got turned loose for a year after I had my knee done October 9th last year, and I had my 1 year checkup today, and they cut me loose for a year. They like for me to come in and get it looked at every year.
You know, isn't that a miracle? It really is what they can do today, even on an outpatient basis at times.
I've been over in Greenville trying to do knees on an outpatient basis, and I've been through two knees now, and I don't know how in the world they can do that. That's just a little bit too much.
Well, I'd agree with you, Steve, on some other surgeries, too. I had complications from gallbladder surgery, and they did it with scopes, turned me loose, and I was back in the hospital the next day. So there's several of them that they'd be much better off if they at least monitored overnight. I agree with you.
I think they can go ahead and do fairly well. Like, I had a hernia repair, and they did that outpatient, and that was successful. So, of course, I just don't like staying in the hospital. No matter how good the treatment is, I just don't like staying in the hospital.
If you can believe this one, and Bernice will verify it, I had six hernias done at one time, and it was outpatient. I had been opened up a couple of times up the middle, and so there was a big scar there, and I took a bad spill on the black ice right in front of the emergency room where I was working, and got four little hernias there. And two, and they grew, I think they call them, down in the groin area. And they fixed all of those at one time and turned me loose. I didn't have any problems. And it probably bothered me for a year afterwards. But, you know, it worked out all right.
Yeah, some things I agree they can do outpatient, but not a knee. Like I said, that's pushing the limits, I tell you. Matter of fact, they kept me in the hospital three nights after I had my knee done. But then again, I had those complications from those blood clots in my leg. So, anyhow, it was a different situation. Well, so you're going out and about today, huh?
Not a whole lot. We knew need to go down and drop off my grandson's birthday present. And he turned 14. And just for safety's sake, we're not going to go to his party on Saturday because they are playing football and Amy's coaching and they're around too many people. So she says air kisses and that's about it. So we just dropped that off, and we picked her up some things at Costco just for fun. And other than that, I'll be around. Are you going to come over today?
Well, I was going to kind of check with your schedule to see what was up on your schedule and see how dry things were back there. I don't worry about that area around the wood pile. I was just kind of thinking about your grass getting over to it.
There's no problem, Steve, out there. That's open range. Yeah, all you gotta do is worry about when you back up not to catch that one coax cable. And I might put a hot stick under it or something before you come. But it's no problem whether we're there or not. And I don't know what our schedule is. Do you, Bernice, actually? because we hadn't even ate breakfast yet. I just got up and cleaned up and shaved and went to the dump, and we're going to eat breakfast now, or brunch. And then I was going to start work outside as soon as it gets warm enough for me. Finish up moving that light today. I didn't get it done yesterday. And I think that's about the size of it, and so we'll be here, except for running down there. And I'd rather do that before they get home from school, put it that way.
Okay. Well, I tell you what is, like, around 10 o'clock in the morning look like?
You mean today, do you?
No. I'm talking about tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'm not going anywhere tomorrow, to my knowledge. Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't we go ahead and plan on around 10 o'clock in the morning? And I just plan on slipping on over there and getting back here and getting it then, okay?
Sounds like a plan. Well, we just arrived at home. That'll be good, Steve. No problem at all. Today was the only day that we're going to be in and out a little bit. I got to go to Lowe's and pick up some steel-type conduit.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, warning. Be very aware. KB4, CBA, and N4IQ are putting his Wyndham back up in his tree today, so there will be a David back on the air again.
Well, that's great. Well, tell them to come over here and put mine up when they get done with that one. Beans are up in the area. I haven't got mine up either.
You have plenty of HF coverage up in the trees there.
Well, I have the Super Loop up, but I want that Carolina Wyndham back up. And it's 265 foot long, but I got all the material for it. I just haven't got it up there.
I'm thinking I may just go ahead and invest in building me a little shooter. Yeah, I may just go ahead and do that.
Steve, just buy one out of QST or CQ Magazine, either one. They're like $59, and you're in business. Mine is exactly like it. You can look at mine when you come over here. And it's, my gracious, it's not worth the bother.
Well, you say you got one?
I got one, but I don't loan it. Last time I loaned it, you got broke.
No. You said you needed to put your Carolina Wyndham up. Heck, I'll help you put your Carolina Wyndham up with that thing.
Oh, yeah. Bruce and I put it up last time. But you got to have one of those. It's worth its weight in gold. And, geez, they're so cheap. I mean, compared to any radio equipment we buy, you know. It'll shoot that 2-ounce sinker out of sight.
Well, that's good. You're gonna have to come up to my place to see my setup. I don't have any trees. Matter of fact, I don't have a tree over about 25 feet high. So, for me to buy one, I'd just be buying it so I can help everybody else out. So. Well, listen, I've destinated here at my little spot. I'm going to meet a buddy of mine in here. We're going to do some stuff. And, I'm going over to the Totem Pole in Union. That's a gun shop over there. And they've actually got some loading supplies in stock. Do you need anything?
Nope, I'm good. And, Steve, my friend that stepped on a landmine in Vietnam, I used to help him out. And, he's passed away now, but he never had a tree in his yard. His yard was mighty small. He just took push-up poles, and guys, he handled nets every day, and just had a great time on HF. So all you got to have is a push-up pole to terminate to. And I seen Oh, I even seen in QST this month, they got a tower that's a vertical that's 50 foot tall. It was very reasonable in price. Look at that if you get a chance. It's, I think it's MFJ, I'm not sure. And self-supporting, no guy wires, 80 meter vertical. They're real good for receive antennas. A lot of guys have an 80 meter vertical for receive. I don't like verticals as a general rule, but see, that'd be a tie-off point for your Carolina Wyndham or whatever you want, because you have the acreage.
Okay, 4-bit of you. Yeah, I've already got a 50-foot up, and I've got a Maxcon OCF dipole that covers my 80, and I mean, it covers a whole bunch of stuff. It's an NVIS that just works great. And then I got that Cushcraft D4 rotatable dipole up at the very top. So, anyhow, as far as the tower, man, I'm good. Listen, I'm gonna go ahead and clear with you. I got to run in. I will see you in the morning about 10 o'clock if I don't hear you on the radio later. So, 73s, KN4, VW8, clear after your final, bud.
I'll have to come up there and look over and see what you got. Sound like you're fixed up. No problem. Talk to you later and tell the guys hi. And boy, Dave, he's got the best guy in the world down there to help him out with that. It'll be perfect when Bill gets done with it. He's an expert. 73, scan 4 VWA and 0TR. Clear.